This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. congressional leaders have reached a deal on a coronavirus relief package. The $900 billion package will provide the first new aid in months to an American economy hammered by the pandemic. The Senate's top party officials confirmed the deal on Sunday, but it remains unclear when a vote will happen. The relief package would be the second largest economic stimulus in U.S. history. It follows a $2.3 trillion aid bill passed in March. The package would give $600 direct payments to individuals, boost unemployment payments by $300 a week, and give hundreds of millions of dollars in additional aid to small businesses. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a top Democrat, told reporters earlier on Sunday she wanted to give members some time to review the package before calling a vote. Several countries are banning air travel from Britain because of rising concerns over a mutant strain of the coronavirus. The mutation has been spreading rapidly in England this month. Now countries report the strain has turned up outside the UK. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case has been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases have been found in Denmark and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. British scientists have been scrambling to work out whether the mutant strain may be resistant to the crop of newly developed vaccines. U.S. Embassy in Iraq condemned a rocket attack on its compound in Baghdad's Green Zone on Sunday, saying it resulted in minor damage but no casualties or injuries. The embassy called in a statement on all Iraqi political and government leaders to take steps in order to prevent such attacks and hold accountable those responsible. This is VOA News. The German government has brought home 3 women and 12 children from refugee camps in northeastern Syria. The camps hold families of Islamic State fighters. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said on Sunday the repatriation was based on humanitarian grounds and involved orphans and sick children. German news media reported that all 3 women faced terror charges for their connection with the Islamic State. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. It's the second vaccine approved for emergency use in the country. Shipments began leaving warehouses early Sunday for healthcare facilities. The U.S. leads the world with 17.6 million cases and more than 316,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University data. The head of Operation Warp Speed, Monsef Slaoui, told CNN that the first shots of Moderna's vaccine are most likely going to happen on Monday morning. Operation Warp Speed is the Trump administration's vaccine program. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved Moderna for emergency use. The travel and tourism industry around the world has been hit particularly hard by the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, a major tourist destination, is now turning to individual dining tents, food trucks, and contactless takeout to try to survive the latest restrictions that limit indoor dining. Amid a surge of reported coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak tightened restrictions on casinos and restaurants in late November. The governor ordered them to reduce capacity to 25% or 50 people and extended the limits until after mid-January. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports some restaurants are getting creative, like setting up individual dining tents that have floor coverings, lighting, a sound system, and a heater. A human rights group in Belarus says security forces have detained dozens of people during the latest protests. The Vyacheslav rights group says at least 42 people have been detained in the capital city, Minsk, as well as several other cities. Belarus has been roiled by near daily protests since early August when Alexander Lukashenko was declared a victor of a presidential election that opposition leaders say was flawed. Police have violently cracked down on the post-election protests with more than 27,000 detentions, according to the United Nations. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.